It's been requested, and I already felt like we need to open the doors of church. And we're going to try to do that here in just a little bit. I got a few things on my heart I'm going to try to speak on first. And if you're here today and you feel like you need to unite with the Hilltop Missionary Baptist Church, you listen to things that we might have to say today, and most of all, listen to the Spirit of God and what he's telling you today. I want to take a reading lesson out of Romans chapter 12. The things I'm going to read about here are the characteristics of a Christian. Often we talk about, over in 1 Timothy, the third chapter, we talk about those are the qualifications for a bishop or a deacon. I think they're qualifications for being a Christian. I think if you don't have those qualifications, you sure ain't got no business being a deacon or a bishop, either one. And these here are the characteristics, I think, of being a Christian, what we're going to try to read today. And we should have these things. And what is on my heart today is, in a time that we're tearing down all the time, is a time to build. And you'll find that over in Ecclesiastes chapter 3 in the third verse. And if there's ever been a time to build, it's now. For a month or two there, I just preached every Sunday on Jesus. If you ain't got him for a foundation to build on, you can't build nothing that will stand. It will just fall. He is the rock that we build on. Anything else is just shifting sand, and a storm will come along and it'll blow it down and destroy it. He is a firm foundation or cornerstone. So that is the first thing we must build upon. The next thing I think we should build upon is building upon, is teaching, preaching the gospel. And often we go down to the water's edge, and when we're baptized, we say that is how we added unto the kingdom, and it is. I believe they've got to first be a candidate, and they must be saved. So the gospel has got to be preached. They've got to be saved. So we need to build that up. We need to preach Jesus. We need to preach repentance. We need to preach hell. We need to preach all of it to get them, what it takes to get them to see they need to be saved. That's how we build. I want you to know it's a time to build. And then we need to teach them, I believe in all my heart, you may disagree, but I believe they need to unite with the church and be baptized and be a part of the Lord's church. I believe that. I believe that's the only way you're ever going to find peace in serving the Lord. So that's how you build. I believe that we need to build each other up. And because that's what truly the church is. We've learned that lately. We've learned this building is just a building. But listen to me, you are the church. And how do we build upon that? We build each other up and lessen ourselves. Yes, I'm gonna take my thought out of the 10th verse, but I want to read the remainder part of this 12th chapter, starting in the 9th verse. And y'all pray for us. There's some words here I just can't hardly say. I wish I could read like Brother Larry, but I ain't blessed with that ability. I just ain't. I should have got an education. Children, get an education. Let your love be without disputation. Abhor that which is evil. In other words, get away from that which is evil. But cleave or grab a hold to that which is good. Be ye kindly and affectionate toward one another. Brotherly love and honor preferring one another. Not slothful in business. Fervent in the spirit. Serving the Lord. Rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing and instant in prayer, distributing to the necessities of the saints, what y'all done earlier, given in hospitality, also what you done earlier. Bless them which persecute you, bless and curse not. Rejoice with them that do rejoice, and weep with them that weep. Be of the same mind one towards another. Mind not high things, but condensity to men of low estate. Now, I know I mispronounced that. Be not wise in your own conceits. Recompense no man evil for evil. Provide things honest in the sight of men. If it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men. Dearly above, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written unto the dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. Therefore thine enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him drink. For in so doing thou shalt heap a coals of fire on his head. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. And that's the characteristics of a Christian. If we'll do those things, I believe we can build. But listen to me. We can't, I've done mentioned this many times, and I'm going to keep mentioning it, because we can't act like the world and build. We've got to be different. We've got to stand out. We have got to be different in what they are. And I want you to know how we do that is loving one another. Having these characteristics. If we'll love one another and we'll love our enemies, we can build. But it says in the third chapter of Ecclesiastes, a time to kill, a time to heal. And we're in that. A time to break down, and a time to build up. Listen to me. There's been more tearing down than I've ever seen in my lifetime in just the last few months. It's been more in the last few years than I've ever seen. The church has done everything it can to destroy itself. It's just, a cancer starts with just a little bitty cell. Just a little bitty problem. Just a little bit of mix up in the body. And the next thing you know, it grows and grows and grows until it kills. Listen to me. In the last several years, we have had a cancer in our churches. And it's grown and grown and grown until it's killed all of their fellowship. And the reason that is being, we've not preferred a brother rather than ourselves. We have not esteemed our brother rather than ourselves. We have tried to build ourselves up. Our church is perfect. You're failing. We're doing good. Listen, that is destroying us from the inside. You cannot build upon that foundation. That is evil and that's hurtful and that ain't of God. And it ain't just them, it's me too. I'm the same way. If I ain't careful, I think the same things. I'll say this and I'll say that. Listen, we've got to stop that. We've got to figure out if we're going to build and then figure out that it's a time to build, we're going to have to do it out of love. A few years ago, my daddy had a bad heart attack. They had him at Hendersonville Heart Hospital, and the doctor told us he was going to die. He come in there and told us to all go in there and say our farewells that daddy was going to die, and that's what we done. But while I was down there that week, and they was wrong, my daddy did die, but it was 3 or 4 years later. My God was still in control. But while I was down there, there was a man there I didn't know, a woman having surgery I didn't know. That man's name was Tim Hood. Years later, he come up out here one day and he said, I had to find you. He said, I met you at the hospital down there. He said, I don't even remember the man. He was standing there telling me, and he said, you done something that impressed me so that I had to find you that's been on me. Listen to me, I'm not trying to build me up because it wasn't of me. I don't know what I done to this day. I never asked him. Don't want to know because I might think I done something. I've never done nothing. But somehow he seen Jesus in me. That's how you build. They've got to see God in you. And somehow he saw Jesus Christ in me. How, I don't know. He come up here and we opened the doors near the church and he united with the church and he told the church about that. I didn't know what to say. I didn't know where to tell him to be quiet or I never had done anything to crawl under this bench. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know what to do. But I realized he didn't see me. He didn't see Jeff Luck. He seen Jesus Christ. Somehow I humbled myself to a point he could see the Lord in me. That's how you build. You lift. Make Barry Broder should be higher than me. I should never come to church and build myself up. I should never try to tell everybody all the good deeds I've done. You can't do it. You prefer your brother higher than yourself. And if you'll do that, I want you to know people will notice that. Amen. Amen. Marty Meador is the best I've ever seen at it. He finds something good in anything. We was over there one day busting wood, and he gave me the busting hammer, and I got over there, and I was busting, and I'd hit it, and he'd say, boy, the ground shakes when you hit that. I said, listen, I ain't one of your boys. You ain't going to brag on me and get me to bust all you wood. He brag on anything. You know why he does that? He's trying to esteem his brother higher than himself. He's always telling me what a good preacher I am. He's twice a preacher. I know that. That don't bother me. If we're going to build, we can't tear each other down. There is a time for tearing down. It is. But it's never tearing down each other. He said he come to bring a division. Not between us, but between what he was talking about, between the unbelieving Jews and their children. When he said a mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law, it was against the ones, and the division was going to be the ones that believed in him, the ones didn't. It was never to be a division between me and Brother Barry. Never, ever. There was never to be a division to be between us and our sister churches. If you want to see things get built up, quit tearing each other down. Stop talking about, I'm tickled to death for Lone Fork Church up here. How they've turned their old building down and built it a bigger one. I pray they fill her up, people. That's what we need. We've got to start building instead of tearing down. It's come time to build. We all got, every one of us is a politician anymore. Every one of us know about politics more than they do in Washington. Listen to me, we tore each other down. So our country's divided so, and they've done it, and we've let the devil do it to us. If we're evil all the time, if we recompense evil for evil, are they going to see anything about us? What did he say to do? What did Paul tell them to do? He said, put a heap of coals upon their head. He said, love them. You feed them if they're hungry. You pray for them. if they do evil. Listen, I don't agree with the things that's going on. Don't get me wrong in this. I'll never agree with it. Never, ever. But going out and just keep tearing down and tearing down ain't going to help nothing. I don't agree with all of our sister churches and what they're doing. But I want to tell you something, tearing them down won't help nothing. You want to know why our children ain't getting saved? There's too much tearing down and not enough building up. They're not seeing the characteristics anymore that they need to be seeing. Used to, people loved one another. Used to, if you got hurt, your neighbors just took care of you. That's just the way it was. If you wasn't able to get your crop in, it wasn't a question of whether it was going to get got in or not. It was on who was going to not get to show up. Did you hear what I said? Who was going to not to get to show up? Not who was going to show up. Because if you didn't get to go, you was hurt. It was just like, oh, I was left out. I didn't get to help. Nowadays, you just pray somebody will show up. Today, you say, well, here's what we all say, and I say it too. Guilty. If you need anything, just holler. If you need something, you holler, you call, and we know them right then they need something. Used to, they didn't wait for that. Used to, they seen their brother and sister hurting. They went and done it. They didn't wait for them to holler. They already knew they needed it. We've changed. We're worried about ourselves and our own time. And we're not esteeming our brother higher than ourselves. If we was, we'd be taken care of. Over in Corinthians, it says, be builders together with God. And you say, wait a minute, that ain't, yeah, that's what it says. For we are laborers, in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 9, for we are laborers together with God. You are God's husbandry, you are God's building. We're to labor with God, not against Him. The characteristics I read to you a while ago was the characteristics of Christ. If we're going to build, we're going to have to start building with Him. Amen. And still try and do it our way. Last Sunday, there was one that got saved here. My prayer is, sweetheart, that you'll unite with the Lord's church and you'll follow God all your life.
Amen.
I asked Debbie a while ago, I said, where's the old man? And she said, he's home. I miss Brother Walter. I don't know what's going on with him. I don't know why I ain't here today. But I know this. He needs to be doing the work for the Lord. He's a lot better preacher than I am, and I know that. He preached my ordination sermon, and he said things that I'll never forget. They stick with me to this day. They cut me to the bone. He told me, he said, Jeff, he read the scriptures. He said, we send you out. The Lord sent them out as sheep among wolves. Yep. And he said, you got broad shoulders, but they're going to have to get a lot broader. And I never heard no truer word spoken. A good man.
Amen.
I love him.
Amen.
I want to see the best for him. I've thought so many times. There's been so many times I've been guilty of sitting around talking about people. You know how it is. Some of you may have never done it. But how many times you sit at the hospital and they say, what about old brother so-and-so? And you say, I don't know about him. He just, Looked like to me he's just hung up in the world and he's just gone and got out there and just ain't going to ever be no count for nothing no more. What if I'd been doing that today that Brother Tim Hood was there in that waiting room? Reckon he'd thought much of Jeff Likens. We've got to stop tearing down.
Amen.
We're to tear down that which is evil and build up. Cleave. Arbor. Get away from evil and cleave unto that which is good. It's a time to build, people. We got to keep preaching Jesus. We got to keep preaching repentance. We got to keep holding on to one another. Keep loving one another. What did Jesus say? When you if you did it unto the least of these, my brethren, you did it unto me.
Amen.
If you went and visited them when they were sick, if you went and visited them when they was in prison, you went and visited them when they was down and out, you went and cared about them and you loved about them, you done it unto me. That's building. We've done enough tearing down. I've done enough tearing down. And I didn't tell y'all that earlier about Brother Tim to try to make it look, that ain't never happened to me before. It should have. It should be something happened on a regular basis. You know why it ain't ever happened to me before? Because apparently I hadn't been a big light when I was out there. I've said it over and over. I was the one called to preach, but my daddy lived his life more like a preacher than me. He helped everybody. It seems like all I've done is done more tearing down. I'm ready to start building.
Amen.
I don't know about y'all. You tell Walter I miss him.
Amen.
You tell him our people miss him.
Amen.
You tell him we need him.
Amen.
We need every one of them. You want to be a part of building? This church has been blessed. It's grown. We've done good. Be careful. Be careful. The devil don't like that. And you know what he'll do? He'll give you a reason to say something about one of your brothers and sisters. All right. We'll do a little something, give everybody a reason to say a little something. Yep. Next thing you know, we start tearing down rather than building up. And next thing you know, we'll be tore down. I don't know what else to say. But I'm tired of anger. I'm tired of wrath. I'm tired of hate. Ain't you? I'm tired of it every night when I lay down saying, God, forgive me for the thoughts I've had today. I'm tired of being mad. I just want to love people. I want your children to be saved. I want the church to grow. And I know in all my heart the only way that's going to happen is we start building upon those characteristics instead of tearing them down. That's the only way it's going to work. So if y'all want for us to keep trying it like we have been, we can. And we'll grow a little bit here and yonder and want to get saved every once in a while. But if you want to have revival, true revival, take up, y'all go home, read those characteristics. And start living your life that way. Start building rather than tearing down. And if you'll do that, we'll have revival. We'll see changes. I'm going to open the doors of the church now.